The United Nations says up to 20,000 Iraqi civilians are still trapped in the last Daesh-held areas of Mosul. Daesh uses civilians as human shields as government forces push to drive the terrorists out of their last bastion in the city. Syria's chief negotiator, Bashar Ja'afari, has blamed, quote, Turkey's negative policy for modest results during the fifth round of Syria peace talks in Astana. The talks revolved around setting up four de-escalation zones in the Arab nation. Iran, Russia, and Turkey had attended the negotiations. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reaffirmed Turkey's support for Qatar in its dispute with the four Arab states that have cut ties with Doha. Erdogan said the demands from Qatar are unacceptable. He also slammed the quartet for their request on Qatar to end its military agreement with Turkey. China has warned against, quote, words and deeds that could heighten tensions in the Korean Peninsula. Beijing issued the warning after the U.S. and North Korea got involved in a tough war of words in the wake of Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missiles. The Russian deputy envoy to the UN has reiterated Moscow's opposition to the deployment of a U.S. missile system known as THAAD to the Korean Peninsula. Vladimir Safronkov added that such deployments will not help restore peace to the region. He also voiced opposition to the presence of foreign troops there. Amnesty International has blamed the European Union for the soaring death toll of refugees in the Mediterranean. The rights body says European states have turned their backs on a search and rescue strategy and put the lion's share of that responsibility on NGOs and the Libyan Coast Guard. Venezuelan authorities have reportedly detained over 120 members of the armed forces since April. The charges of those in custody range from treason and desertion to theft and rebellion. The Latin American country has been gripped with deadly political unrest in recent months.